Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies and 50 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Administrators of the Atlantic Community School District Monday presented the results of the 2014 Iowa Assessment of Basic Skills before the Board of Education. The results, summarized by Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein, showed the work the teachers and administrators did this past summer with regard to curriculum made a difference in how the scores improved in this, the second year of the Iowa assessments, which replaced the Iowa Test of Basic Skills as a means of gauging student learning and achievement.
It made a huge difference. I mean, you know, you take a look at the toughest nut to crack here in our district. It's got to be middle school students. With that, to me, it's because they've got so many things going on. And for our, you know, they always say that there's a difference between forms. You know, kids might score 2% higher on Form E in seventh grade math than on Form F. But when you go up 20 points in math from one form to another, it's not a difference in form. It's a difference in what happens in classroom. And it's a difference in having those kids better prepared in order for them to do that well.
Amstein said the good news is that the students did well this year. The challenge is to maintain and do better next year. And he says, I think we have the capabilities to do that. Curriculum director and Schuler Elementary School principal James Northwick was excited at the trends, which showed reading scores in grades 3 through 11 overall were 79%, which was an increase of 10% over last year. Math was up 7% to 83% overall. Science was up 3% from last year to 81%. Middle school principal Josh Rasmussen said his teachers and staff were very excited about the scores they got back because those students also demonstrated the most improvement.
Our reading trends, 6th through 8th grade, up to 80%. To 7th and 8th grade were over 80%. To 6th grade was just about 75%. So two of the grades were over 80% in reading. Math trends, we had two grade levels that were over 90% proficient, which is very good. But 87% as a building is fantastic. Science, we said 85%.
And at the high school, Principal Heather McKay said the junior level class of 2015, which she says has been their class of concern, has made the least amount of growth in reading, but they still had growth.
We're really excited that we're still on the upward slide. There's more that we feel that we can, you know, still be doing to address reading, and we're anxious to see how some of what is happening in the elementary and how that wave will continue up into the high school.
And the district's overall proficiency improved in all areas. In the Green Hills AEA survey, preliminary data, according to Amstein, indicates Atlantic will rank at least in the top third of schools tested in the AEA's coverage area. And the district, meanwhile, will continue to strive for 85% proficiency. News time is 8:04.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Council Bluffs police have charged a man in connection with a deliberately set fire that destroyed his mother's house. Police Sergeant Chad Myers says officers arrested 29-year-old Daniel Kennedy of Council Bluffs on Saturday on a warrant for suspicion of second-degree arson in connection with the January 28th fire. The Daily Nonpareil reports the home, which was vacant, was owned by Kennedy's mother, Susan Graves Kennedy. Officers arrested Daniel Kennedy after responding to a report of a disturbance and finding him yelling at his mother. They checked his name for warrants and then made the arrest. The January fire destroyed the home. Crews demolished it a few days later. Daniel Kennedy was being held in the Pott County Jail on $12,000 bond. Police in Atlantic said yesterday there were two arrests over the weekend. Both took place on Saturday. Officials say 21-year-old Jason T. Smith of Lamars was arrested for fifth-degree theft, and 32-year-old Joshua Larson of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear on a driving while suspended charge. Both men were booked into the Cass County jail. A woman who experienced a medical condition crashed her vehicle Sunday morning in Harrison County. The Iowa State Patrol's 35-year-old Athena Claiborne was traveling north on I-29 at around 10:07 a.m. Saturday when she experienced an epileptic seizure. The woman lost control of her vehicle, which entered the median and struck a cable guardrail on the east side of I-29 southbound. Claiborne was transported by Mondamin Rescue to Burgess Hospital in Ottawa. She told authorities she forgot to take her epileptic medication prior to getting behind the wheel. Four Iowa cities have had economic development sites certified under a new state program designed to have land projects ready for industrial development. Governor Terry Branstad said the first four Iowa certified site program properties are located in Dexter, Fort Dodge, Iowa Falls, and Van Meter. The program, run by the Iowa Economic Development Authority, is an effort to address the lack of project-ready industrial sites. IEDA Director Debbie Durham says the state has lost projects because sites weren't ready for immediate development. The department has spent about $244,000 to hire a consultant to help complete air permits, archaeological sampling, and ensure no wetlands are present. The certification process took 2 years to complete. Site certification is a growing trend, and Branstad says that certification allows Iowa to better compete for large-scale projects. The Iowa House has given final approval to a bill that will end greyhound racing at the Bluffs Run Park and Casino in Northern Council Bluffs and shift management of the Dubuque Greyhound Park from the casino in Dubuque to the Iowa Greyhound Association. The deal was negotiated by the dog owners and representatives of the two casinos, who complained they'd been spending $13 million a year to subsidize a dying industry. Representative Mary Ann Hanusa is from Council Bluffs, where the Horseshoe Casino and community leaders have complained that the property where the track site now is needed for further development.
This is a bill which represents a joint agreement between the casinos and the those representing the dog interest.
Representative Vicki Lensing of Iowa City was the only other House member who spoke up when the bill came for a vote.
Over the years, this has been something that we've worked on, and in the last few months, all of the parties have come together and agreed to the bill we now have before us. So it's been an amazing journey.
The deal will see the Council Bluffs Casino pay $65 million over the next 7 years, and the Dubuque Casino will pay $1 million a year. Half of that money will go into a retirement fund for greyhound owners and breeders who plan to get out of the business. The rest can be used by those who remain in the industry to run the Dubuque Greyhound Park. The bill passed the House on a 79-16 vote and goes to Governor Branstad for his review. Lawmakers spent a great deal of Monday afternoon and early evening at the State House in private meetings trying to come up with final agreements on key legislation so the work of the 2014 session can be concluded this week. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, police say at least six people have been injured after a shooter opened fire at a FedEx center north of Atlanta. Cobb County police say the shooter was reported early today at the FedEx package sorting facility in Kennesaw, Georgia. A spokesman said the police have surrounded the building and are working to clear it. Forecasters are warning that Georgia could be the next target today as deadly tornadoes may strike for a third day. Residents of the state awoke this morning to sirens, howling wind, and pounding rain. Tornadoes struck the south yesterday and killed at least 11 people. The violent weather left 17 people dead Sunday in the central U.S. News time is 8:10.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Betty Louise Paulson, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. A memorial service for Betty Paulson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Harley Edwin Nissen, age 82, of Council Bluffs, died Sunday. Funeral services for Harley Nissen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Faye Kathleen Androy, age 59, of Missouri Valley, died Sunday. Funeral services for Faye Androy will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Daryl Genson, age 78, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Daryl Genson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gary Coles, age 72, of Portsmouth, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Gary Coles will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joe Schiltz, age 91, of Manila, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Joe Schiltz will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. George G.M. Baer, age of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for George Baer will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Auchenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Clara Simons, age 80, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Clara Simons will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. And Dory Schmidt, age 85, of Greenfield, has died. Graveside services for Dory Schmidt will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Greenfield Cemetery. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.